Sportscast, July 22nd, 2020. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us tremendously and Justin Riley. Visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest and greatest in news. Russell Westbrook is back. This episode is brought to you by Insta Bible app. You can download the Insta Bible app on the iOS App Store. Canada, America's top hat, has denied the Toronto Blue Jays to play in their home field in Toronto. Remember, Blue Jays are the only team in Canada. Montreal might be around. I don't remember. Anyways, now they are about to declare Pittsburgh's PNC Field as their temporary home. And joining us today, a man that knows about PNC Field, that's been to PNC Field, and walked around the whole city of Pittsburgh. Joe Toscano, welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hey, thanks for having me back.
Joe Toscano, it's been a while, but how has quarantine been treating you these past couple of months?
Oh, I don't have it, so that's a good thing. It's tough for everybody. You know, we're trying to make the best of it. I'm actually on vacation now, and it's very weird going on a vacation and trying to stay the heck away from everybody. So it's a very weird thing, but we're just trying to make the best of it.
I do agree. It feels kind of I would think it's very challenging to take a vacation. Depends where you go. I had a friend of mine that took an RV and went camping, and that was not that bad. But when you're dealing with people and like attractions and things like that, could be a little bit little challenging. I was at Orlando last week. And I went to like the Disney Springs Park, and I mean, check your temperatures and just gotta, you know, wear a mask. If not, you gotta do some social distancing.
Yeah. That's it. And you know, some places are trying to be very accommodating and lowering the number of people that they could have in an area and stuff like that. So yeah, you just try to make the best of it. But you know. Me and the whole family, we basically are at home 100% of the time. So we just wanted to get the heck out of our house, just look at different walls.
I do agree. I think a lot of Americans are definitely taking their vacation, no matter what it is. If it's Lake Erie, if it's Key West, or even Disney World, they'll make it happen. Vacation is not vacation has to happen just to get some sanity back in the groove of things. The Toronto Blue Jays, Joe, are expected to play a majority of their home games at PNC Park in Pittsburgh this season, sources confirmed to ESPN, after federal officials in Canada refused to let the teams host games at Rogers Centre in Toronto. Tell us, Joe, what do you think about that, having two baseball teams in your city?
I think it's really cool. I think it's... You know, I guess they could have played in Buffalo or something like that, but they chose Pittsburgh. And if you haven't been to PNC Park, it is, maybe I'm biased, but it is the most beautiful baseball park in all of baseball. Wrigley's nice, Fenway's nice. I'm sure there's others that are very nice, but PNC is, to me, by far the most beautiful park. So it'll be very cool having them over and, yeah. Welcome to Toronto. So this is this will be very cool. I'm so proud of Pittsburgh. I've lived here all my life. So to me, this is a very cool news.
How long has PNC Field been around, and what was the previous stadium that the Pirates played at?
It's been around since 2001, and the previous stadium was Three Rivers Stadium, which was almost the exact opposite of PNC Park. It's very It had a lot of charm, but it was one of those old school cookie cutter concrete round stadiums that just was not very fun to look at, and not a very good baseball experience. But PNC Park is beautiful. It has a beautiful view of the city. There's no bad seats. Of course, that's not an issue now, but it's just gorgeous. It's a great experience. And, you know, the Pirates have been bad for most of the last 20 years, but
because of the stadium,
kid. and but people go to the stadium just because it's a nice night out. It's not that expensive to go to a game either. So, yeah, I cannot say enough good things about PNC Park. It is a, if you're a baseball fan, it's a you got to come see it at least once in your life.
That's the thing with baseball and also baseball stadiums, and that's which I wish it was like that here at the Miami Park. That it's a good time to just to hang out on a Saturday afternoon. Or a weeknight, just, you know, have a cheap hot dog, have a beer, and just chill out. Yeah, you don't have to follow the whole match, the whole game, but you just, hey, talk with friends, talk with people, and just have a good time.
You know, it's such a different experience than a football or basketball or hockey game or anything like that. You know, you go to any of those games and you're really into it, and, you know, you're living and dying with everything that's going on. Well, yeah, with baseball, it's just a nice time out. It's almost a, you know, totally different experience. It's just very much more relaxed.
Besides PNC Field, what are your other favorite ballparks? You know, I have to go there, but what have you seen on TV, or maybe you've gone there personally, but what other parks are your favorite?
Okay, the ones that I've been at, unfortunately, have not been many. The one in Cleveland, I think it's called Progressive Field or something like that, another very nice park. You know, you get that, you know, any of those stadiums where you get, it opens it up to like a whole view of the city. Those are awesome. But it's, yeah, very nice up in Cleveland. I visited Fenway and I cried. It was such a beautiful thing. It was always a dream to visit. I didn't go to a game. I just did a tour of the stadium, and it was just one of the most beautiful things ever. I tried to go to Wrigley Field, but I couldn't get in. I didn't sneak in or anything like that, but they didn't have any tours or any games like that. But I would love to catch a game at Wrigley. That's another dream of mine. But, yeah, I mean, you know, now with the newer stadiums, I mean, they're all very nice. You know, I bet the one in Baltimore Camden is very nice too. But yeah, for me,
feels like going to Disney World. Like these parks are a little bit more detailed compared to a football stadium, because, you know, people just hang out at a baseball stadium. Sometimes they don't watch a game and just go and chill. There's a question by the comments on Periscope. What is the update on Sidney Crosby? Of course, he's a Pittsburgh Penguin hockey player. Any word on Sidney Crosby?
The update is not much. They're not saying much. The latest is he skated today a little bit before practice, and then he did not participate in practice, but he was just out there for a little bit. From what I'm hearing, and it's not much, they're being very tight-lipped about this, but it sounds like it's a minor injury that they just want to take care of now so it doesn't become a nagging thing or anything like that. So it's not a major thing. It's just something minor that they're trying to have him rest and take care of before the playoffs.
What is the context with Sidney Crosby? How did he get injured? How long has he had this injury?
As far as we know, everything was fine. They were doing a practice sometime last week, and he in the middle of the it was a scrimmage. It was like a mini game, and in the middle of this scrimmage, he just walked off the ice. He just left, and that's all we know. So, you know, sounds like he tweaked something, and hopefully it's no big deal.
Something to definitely look at. Of course, NHL is hopefully to resume back in August 1st. You're looking forward to it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think the Penguins have a very good chance of at least going far in the playoffs. They are set up very well. And the nice thing is, with all of this extra time, they got back Jake Guentzel, which is one of their best players. He had a shoulder injury, and they thought he was going to be out until May or June or something like that. So now with the extra time, he'll be back, and that gives them another great weapon. So they are very well set up to go far in the playoffs. So I'm very excited about that. And, you know, who knows what's all going to happen with all this layoff and everything that's going on. But I think being a veteran team, it'll help them. And not too many newcomers, so I think they'll be fine. I think they'll go far in the playoffs.
Yes, the NHL will skip the remaining games in the original 2019-20 regular season schedule and return to play with a tournament that is set to begin on August 1st. The Stanley Cup qualifiers will include 16 teams playing 8 best of 5 series, and a round robin among the top 4 teams in each conference will determine seedings for the Stanley Cup playoffs. So it's going to be a little bit different, but are you agreeable with this format?
It's a little weird, but I think it's, you know, given the circumstances, you know, they did the best they could. You know, I mean, technically, I don't know how that first, you know, round is, whether it's technically the playoffs or not, or a play-in series, or however that is. But I mean, the Penguins still had a pretty good record going in. It just wasn't good enough to be in one of those top seeds. So now they have to play the Montreal Canadiens, who really don't belong in any playoff scenario. They did not have a good year, but they were, you know, they were able to get in because of this expanded format. So it's going to be very weird, and it's just everything's very weird about it. But you know, they're making the best of it, and I'm just happy they're trying something.
Well, you need Sidney Crosby back for this to have the Penguins go deep in this season, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
it's a necessary evil.
He is. I mean, yeah, he's still one of the best players. And you know, when he's hurt, Evgeny Malkin steps in and he takes it up another level, which is kind of frustrating because we say, well, why can't you always be at that level, dude? But he's everything. He is everything to the Penguins. And you know, if he is not there, they'll be okay. But with him, they're a legit threat to win everything.
The NHL will take place. The Eastern Conference will be played at the Scotiabank Place in Toronto. Yes, that's where the Toronto Raptors played. And the Western Conference matchups will be played at Rogers Place in Edmonton. Both conferences will be playing in Canada?
Yeah. Yeah, they're playing in Canada because I guess the U.S. is such a mess, and they have things much more, you know, locked down there. You know, that's the irony of this is the Toronto Blue Jays are going to be playing in Pittsburgh, and the Pittsburgh Penguins are going to be playing in Toronto. So it's like a really weird episode of Wife Swap or something like that.
At least they're not playing in Orlando.
Well, isn't that what basketball's doing?
Basketball has their bubble, and also the MLS.
Nice.
Which, by the way, you're right about the Riverhounds. They haven't really caught on in Pittsburgh well.
No, they haven't. They've had success the past couple seasons, and maybe if they keep winning, you know, that'll be an attraction and people will come. But really, the Riverhounds are not that popular in Pittsburgh. I mean, they play in a very small stadium and they don't even fill that up. So
yeah, there's just no reason for them to upgrade to the MLS.
Yeah, maybe someday we'll see, but right now it's just not a thing.
Back to baseball, the Pittsburgh Pirates lost in a exhibition game to the Indians, 11-7. Obviously, this is not a regular season game, but are things not looking good for the Pirates, or this is just another exhibition?
I think things are not looking good for the Pirates in general. they have some interesting players. And, you know, offensively, they might be okay, but really their weakness is pitching. They lost Jameson Taillon for the season. They lost Chris Archer. I mean, those are supposed to be their 1 and 2 guys. And their pitching staff wasn't good last year, and it's going to be worse. So I think that's the big weakness on the Pirates. You know, they could score some runs, but then when it comes to pitching, even the bullpen isn't that great. So you know, and the thing about all this situation with COVID is you're going to need depth. If people are going to be hurt and they're going to be out, you're going to need backups to step up. And the Pirates just do not have that depth.
The Pirates will not go deep, but the regular season will be 60 games. Quite surprised they got things going because I was thinking they might not play at all this year.
Yeah, it's great. It did not look good for a while, you know, with the players and owners going back and forth. So they're going to play, looks like they're going to play that 60-game season. It's going to be very weird. One thing, I don't know if everybody's doing this, but I guess they have, they're piping in crowd noise on the broadcasts. I don't know if they're doing it during the game. Maybe they are, but it's weird to see an empty stadium, but you know, a hear a thousands of people cheering.
Yeah, no, it's quite interesting because I've been watching like the Premier League for the past month and like the German Soccer League, and it's pretty good. Like adding like the sound noise. It's whenever like the team scores, like the noise is like more of like a cheering for like the goal. So it's quite interesting how like the sound engineers know what to do, but of course the real fans will be better. And Major League Baseball has announced that I believe the user can control the sound noise from their app, Major League Baseball app. So that should be quite interesting.
Interesting. Is there like a boo you suck option or anything like
I
that?
mean, I'm sure there could be some jeering. I mean, I hope so. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But my question is, will the user control like the whole crowd noise for like the people watching and like the game as well?
Yeah. I mean, how's that going to work? Like, let's say, you know, the majority of the, you know, fans press cheer or something like that. Is that going to mean there's going to be more cheers or something like that? So that's very interesting. Also, one thing, I don't know how it is in the German league, but in English soccer, they had like cardboard cutouts of people in the stands. So
They
I don't know if they're going
did.
to do that.
And also in Spain, what they did was they added screens to the stands, and I think they showed the people from a Zoom call or something. So people were joining in through
Oh,
Zoom. That was pretty creative, I thought.
very cool. I like that.
Yeah, so we'll see what baseball does. I did see some cutout fans, but if they could do like the whole Zoom thing, I would approve.
That would be very interesting. That would be a nice way to, yeah, just have a bunch of robots in there with screens in them and with people's faces. That'd be cool.
And hopefully not for long, we'll have some fans in the stands, of course. In Korea, the baseball league has no fans yet, and they've been a little bit more out of the whole pandemic a little bit more than we have, but no one's out of the woods yet. Yesterday, Joe, the NFLPA announced that there will be no preseason games. At first, it was just going to be two. Now it's to zero. Will that bother you?
Oh God, preseason games are just torture. Those are the worst things. Nobody wants those things. I think it'll hurt the, you know, the players and especially the ones that are trying to make the team. But in terms of fans, watching a preseason game is torture.
Yeah, that's something that people were complaining. Of course, the preseason games are good for the rookies, just to get things going, or for players that are walking on, or they're at the borderline from practice squad to the bench. But it has to be done because the whole pandemic thing. But what I'm worried about is, could this be a sign for NFL to push back the regular season start to like maybe late September, early October?
Gosh, it is not looking good now. I mean, I can't believe they haven't figured out all this stuff, you know, the players and the owners, how this is all going to work and stuff like I, you know, why, you know, I mean, I'm a procrastinator, but you know, when I procrastinate, it's, you know, on a paper or something like that. You know, this is a major thing. So I don't know how they're going to, hopefully we can have football, but right now it's pretty iffy.
I think there will be football, but of course, like they should hire some consultants from the Premier League or from the German League. Hey guys, help us out a little bit, get this thing organized. Because I mean, first things first, maybe not having fans, but then get like the testing going weekly or maybe daily, whatever. But I think they could get some protocols to get things going. But it won't be the same, Joe. It will not be the same.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, there is, you know, they could look at the other sports leagues in Europe and whatever, but I mean, they could also look at, you know, what baseball and hockey or and basketball are doing. You know, it's just going to be so hard because there's so many more football players.
So, bigger teams, you know, is a way bigger bench. I think what there's about 40 to 60 players per bench.
Yeah, and I mean, even if you have people, you know, social distance on a bench or something like that, I mean, it's football. You can't, you know, your offensive linemen are going to be right next to each other, and they're going to be banging heads with defensive linemen. There's no, you know, how are you going to social distance there, you know, unless they wear some elaborate masks or something like that. Or
and maybe shrink the staff on the field a little bit less. Maybe have them, you know, sit at the stands, or maybe not appear at the stadium. Maybe like they could condense like who goes on the field. I think,
you know,
Waterboy number three doesn't have to be there.
Exactly. So there's still a lot of things to be worked out, and they don't have much time, so hurry up, guys.
Time is ticking, because I believe a training camp starts this week or next week, but it feels like for a normal year, it would have started a long time ago.
Yeah, usually they start either mid-July or end of July or something like that, so who knows what training camp is even going to look like from, you know, from what it sounds like. It's just very reduced, it's just totally different this year. But, yeah, I mean, and another thing you have to consider is, you know, people talk about all these rookies that were drafted and stuff like that. What are they going to do? They've had almost no practices, no meetings, no nothing.
I don't think Joe Burrow will be starting this year. Or at like for at least the first month.
Probably not. Yeah, I mean, basically any rookie that's been drafted, how can you expect anything from them? So, yeah, we'll see.
And that, which is a good sign for Cam Newton, which he was practicing with Edelman. Stidham's been around for 2 years. I mean, I understand, but definitely they'll put like the most experience, him or maybe Brian Hoyer.
Well, that's a whole nother fascinating situation. What do you do? What do the Patriots do? You know, yeah, Cam is a veteran, but he's been a veteran on one team. And yeah, you know, the Patriots.
But he hasn't played for a year, right?
He hasn't played. Yeah, there's still injury concerns. And then, you know, the Patriots and Belichick are used to Tom Brady. And like, how is that all going to work? And then I think, I think there's an ego situation there. And Belichick knows everyone's saying, oh, you're nothing. You only won because of Brady. And Brady has always heard, well, you've only won because of Belichick. So they're both out to prove that that's wrong. And they're both going to try to be successful. But how is that going to work for Belichick working with a whole other new quarterback and a whole other new quarterback that, you know, is kind of set in his ways and already used to doing things a certain way? So that's going to be fascinating.
We got a question from Periscope. What happens to the rookie drafted late or undrafted? Like we were answering, I think their chances of them playing is not going to look good.
You know, every team has those players that have made the team because of what they did in camp and what they did in preseason. Well, that's gone. For the Steelers last year, they brought in this guy, Devlin Duck Hodges. He was just supposed to be a camp arm. He was like the fourth or fifth string quarterback. Well, he played so well in training camp and in the preseason that he made his way onto the team. He became the third string quarterback, and he ended up playing in significant time. So stories like that are going to not happen this year because of all this situation. So it's sad for them. This is their career, and it's going to hurt them.
Here's some Steeler news this week. Steeler signed tight end Mr. Dax Raymond. What are your thoughts about him? What have you heard about him? And is he a third tight end for the team, or
he's gonna have to be, because their depth at tight end, it's better this year, but it's always been bad. But they brought in Eric Ebron, and that's
not bad. That's pretty good.
Oh, very good. Yeah, they're
that's an upgrade.
Definitely.
Who was your last good tight end?
Heath Miller. Yeah, and that was how many years ago? And, I mean, you know, Heath was okay. I mean, he's kind of a folk hero in Pittsburgh. You know, anytime he would catch the ball, everybody would chant, Heath! But even now, when a tight end catches the ball, they chant Heath. But, you know, after that, they had Vance McDonald, who he's okay, but he had a terrible season last year. And then, bringing on Ebron – could be, if he's healthy, that could be a game changer. He could be that, you know, matchup nightmare that is very, very hard to defend against. But yeah, we'll see how that all works out.
Yeah, Dex Raymond signed with the Chicago Bears as an undrafted free agent out of Utah State in 2000, actually a year ago. And he spent a portion of the season on the Bears practice squad and then signed a futures contract with the team in January. He was released by the Bears in April. While at Utah State, Raymond had 72 receptions for 900 yards. So he and also because of Raymond, the Steelers released tight end Christian Scotland Williamson. Joe, what are your thoughts about that?
Yeah, he was a – I guess the NFL has this program where you could have a player from Europe on your team and it won't count against anything. It doesn't count as a roster spot. It doesn't count.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. And so he was a rugby player from Scotland or something like that, that they tried to make, you know, a tight end, and it didn't work out. It didn't work. Yeah. Aww. I mean, it's an interesting story, but yeah, for some reason it just didn't work out.
That's quite interesting. I have to look that up. That's good. I guess the NFL wants to encourage more foreign players to play professional American football.
Yeah, it's an interesting idea, but
it hasn't really panned out for a lot of the rugby players, because rugby is a whole different, you know, ball game.
Oh yeah.
It's a whole different texture. Like, yeah, you hit a lot, you run, but if you're not playing American football since you were 16 and just trying to transition to, you know, American football from rugby, it's a whole different world. Which they did that. I think the Seahawks got someone from Australia and didn't pan out either. So
yeah, and I think the Chargers had like a kicker from Australia or something.
Well,
like
that can work out. A kicker, I mean,
kicker,
well,
yeah, that's a whole different thing. They're not real players. So.
Kicker, you can figure that out in a few months. How to do that? Anyways, any more Steeler news before we head into predictions and poll questions?
Oh, there's always lots to talk about with the Steelers, but no new things going on. It's all just the same old, you know, things that we've been talking about for months, but nothing actual. Actually, new news. Although I think there is actually news something. I think they just sent out something to fans saying if there are games, you know, what all the restrictions are. But
yeah, what's the point, like? Most of the teams are limiting like the amount of people in the stadiums. What you heard from Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I just don't see that. I believe Philadelphia announced that they're not going to have any fans. So considering Pennsylvania has been trying to be pretty strict about all this stuff, they're probably not going to allow fans either. I just don't see that.
That looks like, yeah. I mean, if the Eagles are doing that, that definitely previews what Pittsburgh's probably going to do.
Exactly.
It all makes sense. And the Dolphins, I believe they're going to limit to 15%. Same for the Ravens. That number 15% has been in that area of how many fans, but maybe it could be just zero, because 15 is going to be people spread out throughout the stadium.
I just can't see how that's going to happen. You know, how do you, you know, there are parts of a stadium where you all have to get together, where you all have to be close together. So there's no way to, you know, properly social distance unless everybody waits for a really long time to get in and out. And that just sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah. And for some stadiums, they're going to have like entrance only and exits only. So they got to make some protocols for that. And of course, you got to wear a mask, I guess, throughout the whole game.
Yeah, that's also not fun.
That's brutal, because I wore a mask for like more than an hour, and that was tough.
I tell you what, I hate wearing a mask. I understand it's necessary, and I do it, but I hate it.
But if you're in the cold,
I take that thing off.
But if you're in the cold in Pittsburgh, I think it works out really well.
Here's the thing. That's the joke in Pittsburgh is we already have a built-in mask because everybody has their terrible towel that they could just use. And I've actually seen people use a terrible towel as a mask, just wrap it around their head. So, you know, yeah, in Pittsburgh, I guess we'll be okay because we already have a ready-made mask.
Well, winding down, let's head into predictions. Tonight, Cleveland Indians at Pittsburgh Pirates is just a exhibition at tonight. Who do you got?
I got Indians again. I think that they've beat the Pirates of the past two. So hey, why not make it a sweep?
Cleveland wins. Can you give us what about like the score?
11-7.
11-7, just like on Monday night. Okay. And poll question of the day. You can find it on the Twitter, the Sportscast One. What is your favorite type of hot dog? New York style, Fenway Frank, Chicago style, or Texas dog?
Okay, I'm very weird about this. My favorite type of hot dog is just a plain hot dog with ketchup on it, and that's it. I know in Chicago that's considered like a felony, and some people, think that's ridiculous, but that's me. That's how I like it. Only ketchup, no relish, or I don't even like mustard. Just give me ketchup.
Now, is it okay? I'd do this. Would it be okay with you if you had mayonnaise to your hot dog?
I've never tried that, but I'm okay with that.
Okay. It's funny. I'm not sure if it's a South Florida thing. It probably is. But anywhere else from America, when I say mayonnaise, they get a little bit disgusted.
That could work. I could see mayonnaise working. You know what is a really good topping on a hot dog? Mac and cheese.
Oh my gosh, I would do that.
Yeah,
I would do that. Maybe with
it's a
like
great combination.
jalapenos on top.
Oh yeah.
Oh man. Wow, Joe, we should have a little bit about a recipe hot dog on the sportscast in the future. A little article.
Yeah.
That would be good because, I mean, Pittsburgh has a hot dog, right? Is that what I've heard? Or not really?
We don't really have a specific type of
Oh,
hot dog.
okay. Yeah, because I know you guys have sandwiches and
Oh
things
yeah,
like
for
that.
mayonnaise, that's our big thing.
Yeah, but when it comes to hot dog, I guess that's more Chicago, New York, and the Texas dog. If you check that out, they put like, chili on top. It looks pretty good. It looks pretty good. But
That sounds interesting.
anyways, you could go on the Sportscast One to vote. You got a little bit less than 24 hours, maybe like 18 hours to vote. Of course, New York style is winning. No, tied with Fenway Frank for first. And Chicago style and Texas dog are tied for second. So go ahead and break those ties. I think New York style is going to win. That's what my hunch feeling says, and that's what I put money on. And Joe, what is the best way to reach you to talk to you about Permantes?
You could reach me on Twitter. I'm Joey Bag of Donuts, VN7F. Also, check out my podcast. It's called The Donut Bag, where I talk about, sometimes I talk about hot dogs, sometimes talk
Talk about
about
donuts.
mostly Pittsburgh sports, pop culture, TV, movies, music, anything. So check me out.
Any good donut shops in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's some, yeah.
There's some. Yeah, in Miami, there is a donut culture growing here. Well, it's probably going everywhere, to be honest. I think every city has their own like their own donut shop, besides Dunkin' Donuts or Krispy Kreme or Tim Hortons, which I think you guys have Tim Hortons, right?
No, that's the funny thing. We don't have Tim Hortons in Pittsburgh, but I'm here in Erie and they have Tim Hortons all over the place, so I've been having them every morning.
How are they?
There, it's okay. It's better than Dunkin'. It's better than Starbucks, but it's okay.
I've heard
It's
it was okay. It hasn't blown people away. Of course, people from Canada is like their default coffee shop slash donut shop. So for them, it's just yeah, it's like I mean, it's pretty much compared to our Dunkin' Donuts, which they're not everywhere, by the way. Dunkin' Donuts is not hardly seen at the West Coast. It's probably up in Pittsburgh, I bet.
Tell you what, though, if you go to Boston, there is a Dunkin' Donuts like every
Yeah,
5 feet.
every
They
yeah, I agree.
grow like weeds.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of crazy. Anyways, you can follow us at thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net, or at thesportscast1. We have Ryan Krista coming in tomorrow to recap what's going on with the NFL, and he has a special guest next week, but we can't reveal it. And of course, we haven't talked about Roethlisberger much, haven't we?
You know what? There's actually news on that. He just did a thing today where he like helped out at a food drive or something like that.
Of course, he would
He
do
is looking good. Check him out. He is looking
He's thinner.
thin.
That's good.
Yeah, no more ridiculous beard, no more fat jokes. He's looking good.
Is he trying to say, trying to prolong his career, maybe play longer than this year?
I think the plan is he's going to play this year and next year, and then we'll see. I think that's what his contract is. So
it's Pittsburgh's decision, not his.
We'll see. We'll see. Maybe it's Mason Rudolph's decision.
I don't know. That's tough. How about Myles Garrett getting that huge contract?
Yeah, yeah. I think somebody calculated that he could bash Mason Rudolph over the head 3,600 times or something like that with that contract.
Anyways, we have some more Myles Garrett jokes along the pop line. Joe Toscano, pleasure for coming on to the Sportscast.
Oh, thanks for having me again.